Well, hi guys and welcome. I'm Richard from Veg Grow Podcast and this is episode 66 and I'm titling this episode, How Has My Garden Survived Me Going on Holiday? I'm back off my trip of holiday. Nearly 2 weeks in Canada and it was absolutely lovely. A fantastic time, chilled out, relaxed, and I'm ready, I'm feeling motivated to really get my, everything back home into place. So today it's basically going to be updates, just because I haven't had time to really plan anything and what have you, and do any research. Oh, by the way, today is the 31st of June, 31st of May, 2016. And it's a Tuesday because yesterday was another bank holiday. So, I went down the allotment on Sunday, just after I got back. Pleased to say, pretty much everything has survived really well. I had a wander around. Quite a few weeds have popped up, so I weeded those. But all the plants that I had put in the ground were all doing really well. I actually put some pictures on Instagram yesterday of some that I took of some developments. And I'll slowly go through those, actually. I've noticed some of the strawberry plants have started to fruit. The apple tree has got some tiny little fruitlets on them, as has the cherry tree and the gooseberry, which I'm really chuffed about. The peas have actually got quite a few pods with little peas in them. Just need a couple more days and they're ready for picking, which I'm really, really pleased about. So yeah, that's the first bit, just walking around and then done some weeding. I planted out a few more leeks and got some of the sweet corn into the plot. Now, where the leeks are, it's given me a small area that I can probably get a courgette bush in there. Or even a butternut squash for sink. Not sure yet. Garlic and onions have actually started. I noticed they're putting up a flower spike, so I've been snapping the flowers off those when I've seen them. And that's going to have to be something I keep an eye on. But yeah, a good dosing of water is obviously, and they should be good. I took my strimmer down, but I forgot to take any two-stroke oil, so when I ran out of petrol, I couldn't go any further. So I went back yesterday just to finish that job off, because it needed doing. Some of the potatoes, actually, have got flowers on them, so are nearly first early potatoes, so they're actually probably ready for harvesting, but I'm going to leave them a bit longer and just start really fertilising and watering them. Hopefully soon I will get more and more decent plants out of them, which will be really, really good. In fact, the potatoes are looking really good, so I'll be pleased when they fully grow. I then just trying to hoe in between the raspberry bushes, which is easier said than done because the grass is just rampant amongst those. But I think if I keep hoeing it out, and then I have to sort out some sort of mulch or something in there just to keep the weeds at bay. So that's about it with the allotment, really. As I said, I've only got back on Saturday, so but and getting over the jet lag and everything, so at home, chickens done fantastically well, they're fine, We had plenty of eggs because my house sitter didn't get around, didn't eat many of them. He gave some to my neighbours and what have you, but the rest are, I mean, we've had a few meals and they've gone down quite quickly. But no, they're very happy. I've actually moved their cage on Saturday, just slightly further around, just to give myself a bit more of a growing space. Now, some of the plants. Let's go in the greenhouse first. Now, the bean seeds I planted before going away, they've pretty much all germinated except for one tray. And this one tray had some pumpkin and some sunflower that I transported into there before I went away. And I don't think they got watered enough. They might have been somewhere a bit hotter, so they haven't done so good. But I've still got one sunflower plant that looks like it's going to survive. So now I've given it good watering, but I've lost all the pumpkins and the beans. We'll see if they sprout. Following that, all the tomato plants and everything else has done well. So all the stuff is looking good. But the melon plant I planted and the okra that I planted died off. I'll do an update on that. I'm not sure if something attacked them or what, but something killed them off, and the cucumber. So I'm got to think of a plan on what to do there. I think it seems like the base just sort of rotted. So I'm not sure. And then woodlouse and stuff set in. But I've been keeping an eye on any slugs I've found have been disposed of. Rhubarb just outside the greenhouse is growing well. In fact, we are harvesting, starting to use some of the rhubarb up. So we've had a bit of a rhubarb crumble before we went away. But the rest, I mean, it's quite a big plant. So I'm going to start picking some and making some stewed rhubarb and rhubarb jam and things over the next few weeks and keep that going. Look, the seedlings that I pot out to in the cold frame done well. I've given them a good watering. They were actually watered quite well. The peas that I potted into a bigger pot are going to go into the ground this weekend down the allotment. The salad leaves have slowly started to germinate, but they'll carry on. I'm going to give them good watering again. Although the rain we've had today has probably watered them for me, to be fair. And then I've planted out some of the tomatoes and the courgettes. The tomatoes I've planted out the Crimson Crush, the blight resistant ones. They're a bit small at the moment, you know, but we'll see how they go. They're looking good. They're actually looking quite healthy, so all good. These root trainers I've been growing them in are fantastic, I have to say, actually. They are so easy to use and produce some really good root system. So, yeah, they are a quite highly recommended item now. The onions and the garlic are actually looking really good, both at home and at the allotment. Some really nice sized looking bulbs. So as long as I keep on top of keeping the seed heads off, they should produce some really decent bulbs ready to go. Courgette that I planted in the soil underneath a cloche. That's one of these growable pods that I talked about. That is looking really good. I've taken the cloche off because it's grown so quite big now. But the plant is looking really good, nice, big and healthy. So, these growable pots things, I think they've basically got seed in them and they've got all the soil and fertiliser to keep it going. So, Yeah, it's obviously doing quite a good job, but what will happen in the end? We'll see. They're quite expensive, so they may not be for everybody. But I'll keep my eye on them, and we'll compare them. Yeah, so really, that's all I've got to update you on at the moment. Bit of a short one again. I'll spend this next week doing a bit of research for next week's podcast. I'm planning to talk about 3 plants that every gardener should grow on their veg plot. I've got a few ideas. I'm going to do a bit of research and see what I think. And then that'll give me a bit more to talk about next week. So please do come along for that. And if you want to add anything to add to that show, it's richard@thevegrowerpodcast.co.uk. So I'll wind up for today. Thank you for listening, and thank you for sticking with me while I've been on holiday. And now we'll get back to the normal routine and everything. And I've got a really good feeling about this year that it's going to be a good year for growing. So let's crack on and get it done. So thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you again next week.